According to the latest estimates from northern Nigeria, hundreds of people have been killed and more than 3,000 buildings in the town of Dorobaga were destroyed. The world is just beginning to take stock of the most recent terrorist onslaught from Boko Haram. The Nigerian military has so far been essentially powerless against this insurgency, but its brutal tactics have also taken their toll on civilians. Daniel Eyre is Nigeria researcher for Amnesty International. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So, sketchily, what do you know and what are we learning about what's happened in the last few weeks in northern Nigeria?
We've spoken to multiple eyewitnesses from Baga town in northeast Nigeria, where Boko Haram attacked just last week. Now, they've been giving us a consistent picture of what happened in that town, and it seems that Boko Haram killed hundreds of civilians there. Boko Haram fighters went house to house, pulling out young men of fighting age from their homes and shooting them in the streets. We also heard that Boko Haram fighters were hiding in the surrounding countryside. They hid in the trees, and as people tried to flee from the fighting in the town, these other fighters shot more civilians dead there. So as people have fled that attack, they've been arriving in safer areas of northeast Nigeria, such as the capital of Borno State, known as Maiduguri, and we've been able to speak to them there and also across the border in Chad, where others have fled. And that's how we're getting this information.
The idea that Boko Haram would herd people into the bullets as they try to escape the town being attacked is just mind-boggling. What does Boko Haram want to achieve here?
That's right. These are really horrific tactics that we're seeing. Not only were they killing people, but we've also looked at satellite imagery of the town before and after the attack, and we can see that more than 3,700 buildings were either damaged or destroyed by the group. So Boko Haram is doing a few things with these attacks. First of all, historically they've been opposed to the Nigerian government's authority. And in the last 6 months, they've taken over about 20 major towns in the northeast and have carved out this territory for themselves and are imposing their own control there.
And the point of which is to hold this territory? Do they want to challenge the government? What can the Nigerian military do to take this territory back?
That's right. They are trying to challenge the government here. And we've heard many testimonies of people that have been held in Boko Haram territory. And we understand that what Boko Haram is doing there amounts to war crimes and crimes against humanity. So we've documented cases of Boko Haram using torture, of them imprisoning civilians, forcing women into marriage with their members, and also recruiting and using child soldiers.
We've talked with journalists in Lagos and people who've been to the north who say that sometimes civilians have a difficult time sorting out who is their friend and who is their enemy, and that the Nigerian military doesn't have the best record up there. Partly that's why Boko Haram has had the ability to take territory here. How do you sort that out?
We've documented human rights violations that have been committed by the Nigerian military. We've looked into several of their tactics. For example, one of the ways that the Nigerian military attempts to arrest Boko Haram members is by going into communities, rounding up all of the young men in that area and passing them in front of a hidden informant who pretty much on an arbitrary basis decides who is Boko Haram and who isn't. And so the Nigerian military then arrests large groups of these men, detains them in really appalling conditions in military detention facilities without access to their families, without access to lawyers, without being brought before a court. And they're left there. So these are civilians that are being locked up by the military. And clearly, the Boko Haram cannot be defeated if it's civilians that are being arrested rather than Boko Haram members.
Why aren't we getting more information out of northern Nigeria, aside from humanitarian organizations like your own?
Well, it's a very difficult environment to operate in with these almost daily attacks by Boko Haram. We've been researching the conflict for 5 years now, since it began in 2009. And through this research and regular visits to the northeast, we've developed a network of contacts. These are journalists, human rights activists and local government officials, as well as some military sources. And they allow us to get a good picture of what's happening on a day-to-day basis. So when these Boko Haram attacks happen, we're able to speak with witnesses to the violence when they reach safety. And by speaking to multiple witnesses, we can corroborate what happens.
Daniel Eyre is Nigeria researcher for Amnesty International. He spoke to us from London. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.